You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Huge Christmas decorator and just connoisseur. Is that the right intro for you for the holidays? Like, you love, I mean, you win Christmas, dude.
Just say I'm an adult elf. Okay. I think that's a fitting. Yeah, it's like an adult elf that decorates like a North Pole child decided to throw things on a wall.
Okay, yeah, and you were giving us some decorating tips, and there you have a couple left over that you didn't get to this hour, so I'll let you, because there is one that you have not covered yet, and I'm curious to see if that's on your remaining list of decorating tips.
So quick recap, be a joyful person. It was my first overall tip. Have fun with it, because I think that's a part. Like, it is very fun. It could be fun. It could be something you do either by yourself, or you could be with others, but it can be very fun. Go in sequence. So I think going in sequence to me is very important, especially when you get in that like year to year how you do it. The next one is going to be the one that speaks to Foch's heart, is be very organized.
Okay.
And I think if you're organized, what I will say is I've...
you know where your crap is, especially if you have a lot of it. You need to know where it is.
And I will say that's actually a part of my breakdown process now, is the organization really starts when you break it down, is I separate things by room so I know exactly where it goes the next year. Versus trying to put everything into one box is get smaller boxes that's separated by room. So I've got a kitchen box, the upstairs box, you know, downstairs bathroom, upstairs, like everything is separated the same way the outdoor decorations. It's, you know, South Tree 1, South Tree 2, front evergreen.
Oh my gosh.
So everything is very organized so that the next year I know right where it is. You don't spend time figuring out where things are going to go.
Yeah.
So it does, being organized makes you more efficient in decorating for future years.
But I'm sorry to interrupt, but also, couldn't you just take a picture? Could you just take a picture of your stuff and that's where you know where to put it?
But then you're spending time looking back at the picture and looking at
your phone. Yeah, you can lose your picture.
On your phone.
But then you got to go pictures to find that picture.
The answer is no. These are my tips, and the tip is get smaller boxes to stay organized. Okay.
That's a good question. That's actually a good point.
I will say, I actually do utilize some pictures, because even if I put, like, you know, basement, there's still a lot in the basement, so I will look at them. But I will say our six-year-old is correcting us if he thinks something is in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to be OCD am. And so I feel pretty confident the two of us will put things in the right place, before maybe, you know, my wife did help this year decorating. It was very much appreciated. Oh. She normally is like, I'm not going to do it. She helped upstairs and it was fantastic. I appreciate that. But
I think she'd just be forced into doing it now. Like, she just gives up after a couple, so many years. She's just like, you know what? I give up. I'm just going to put up a couple decorations. This is a life I have to live with this guy.
even if it's giving up, it was still appreciated. But here's going to be my last tip. So I think organization, being very organized, helps you be efficient year to year, especially if you put out quite a bit. But the last one is going to be another one, buy in bulk and at the end of the season.
Thank you. That was the one I was waiting for.
Because people were at our house for a party one year, and I know one of our friends was like, oh my gosh, I wonder how much, you know, Dan spent on all these decorations. And my sister is like, not much. He is so cheap. He waits and he buys everything at the end of the year. And then when he gets it out the next Christmas, he doesn't even know what he has because he bought it a year ago and never put it out. So I've compiled these decorations over 15 years, and every year it just kind of adds a little bit. And that's my outdoor lights. It didn't always look like that.
75% off.
Yeah, 75%, absolutely. 50% off isn't enough. Holidays. You got to wait it out.
Wait it out.
But buy in bulk at the end of the season. That's my last Christmas decorating tip.
I remember a couple years ago, Dan texted me and he goes, I'm at Kohl's and I found a bear Christmas sweatshirt. And it's on sale for like $8. And I'm like, oh, dude, get it. I'll get you your lunch next time.
Reason for that is you had borrowed like 7 of my Christmas sweaters. It's like, get your own.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.